Life as we know it has changed massively in the last few days. Schools are closed, pubs and restaurants have pulled down the shutters, people are working from home, and food shopping has changed too. We have all seen the empty shelves. I spoke to one of my friends yesterday who has a daughter in year 7. He said to his daughter, "You will have to be quiet today as I am working from home." To which she replied, "I am working from home too." People are adjusting to the reality of staying at home for long periods of time, trying to work from home and supervise their kids at the same time. And people are asking lots of questions. Here are some of the questions. Is this coronavirus the work of Satan? Or is this the judgment of God? Others maybe are asking, are we to blame for what is happening? Or is someone else to blame? Then there are those who are asking, has the virus been created somewhere in a laboratory? And others still are asking questions, is this the end of the world? Is Jesus about to return? Is God about to bring in his kingdom? My friends, Jesus addressed our questions over 2,000 years ago. This is what he said just before he ascended into heaven. And you can find his words in your own Bible in Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. This is what Jesus said. It is not for you to know. That's right. Jesus says, it is not for you to know. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We are being called to be his witnesses. Please do not try and be eloquent. Just say it as it is. We encourage you, if you believe in Jesus, then tell someone, I believe in Jesus. If you love Jesus, then express that to someone. Tell them that you love Jesus. If you believe that God is in control, then admit it and say, God is in control. And if you are a child of God, then please share that with someone. Tell them how that makes all the difference in your life. You see, God is not asking us to preach sermons. He is not asking us to present powerful arguments and debate. He is not expecting us to be experts. He is not asking us to pretend that we know everything, but he is asking us to be his witnesses. It is not for us to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But we have received power when the Holy Spirit came upon us, and we are being called to be witnesses for Jesus in Great Hollands and in all Bracknell and the UK and to the ends of the earth. And right now, if we can't get out much, if we are unable to meet people face to face, let's get on the blower, as they say. Let's use our landlines and our mobiles, email and the internet, and let us witness to the world. Our God is amazing. Our God is wonderful. Our God is love. Our God welcomes us into his family. Because, you see, God loves the world so much that he gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And here is the thing we need to understand. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And those words, of course, come from John chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17. This message has been recorded in our home here in Bracknell. We love you guys, and we are here for you. Please keep in touch. If we can help you in any way, if you need anything, please contact us. And if you want to encourage us, we'd love to hear from you too. Because at this moment in history, we need to be encouraging each other. We love you guys. Keep in touch. Mark and Gabby.